This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in 6 states.
They're playing basketball.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview way short. Rebound Redskins up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp. A bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up and in at the buzzer. Schultes, an amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down 6, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within 3. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a 3. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by 5.
Wow. Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and 3-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Blocked on the play. Blocked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Playman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Playman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Botkins up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp. Air mails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee. Bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Walton.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
We are the champions. We are the champions.
This is- to scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. Fort Loramie girls close out the 23-24 season against Marion Local here today. Fort Loramie 19-2 on the campaign. Marion Local 15-6 overall. Fort Loramie unbeaten in the SCAL, 12-0 to take first place. And Marion Local is assured of no worse than a tie for the MAC championship. Marion Local is done in league action, closing out with a 7-2 mark. Minster can make it a four-way tie atop the MAC on the girls' side if Minster beats New Bremen on Thursday night. Fort Loramie Redskins have owned Marion Local here over the last six seasons. Fort Loramie's won six straight. Fort Loramie's won seven of the last nine contests between the two clubs. Last year, in a game at Marion Local, it was a doozy. 46-40 OT. Fort Loramie won it. 2 years ago here, Fort Loramie also won by six. Redskins won by a dozen, 53-41 in the 2021 campaign. In the 1920 year, Fort Loramie won 80-28. Got to go back to 16-17 when Fort Loramie did not have its typical great season. Marion Local won that game 52-29, and 2 years prior, Marion Local won by a score of 49-42. So the last six seasons, the games have gone to Fort Loramie. As we noted, Marion Local won back in February of 17, February of 15. Could be a good game tonight, Chuck, if Marion Local is successful in holding down the pace. Sometimes Fort Loramie's best offense is when the other team scores. Redskins take it out of bounds and rush the other way. When the other team is dribbling the ball at midcourt, trying to get it down the floor, that too winds up being a good offense for Fort Loramie sometimes.
Well, Fort Loramie, yeah, their defense spear just really makes their offense go, and they've gotten better, and they're gonna see a 2-3 zone tonight, which I think they're gonna see a lot of in the tournament, so it's a good thing they're gonna see that tonight. But you're right, Loramie's defense gets the turnovers, and they get easy baskets out of it. Marion Local got some strong guards, though.
And somehow, some way, Marion Local has got to make this a half-court game. Minster did it earlier in the year. Fort Loramie got just a couple buckets that game. In transition after steals, live ball turnovers, as Minster did a good job on the boards and didn't cough up the basketball very often. Marion Local has got to play extremely well in the ball handling category tonight for certain. Coming on strong for Fort Loramie, Avery Brandewee. She has overcome ankle injuries and has sparkled the last few weeks. She's up to 13 points per game, leads the team in that department. Marion Local has got a real good score at 14.5. The number two point producer per game in the Midwest Athletic Conference, Ava Unras. Rushi did a nice job on her, and everybody else for Marion Local was pinpoint offensively against the Raiders, who stopped Unras. So this is a well-rounded Marion Local team. Five players very capable of getting 10 points apiece.
Well, watching Unras in that game against Rushi, she wasn't looking to score. They were really trying to take her away, so she was facilitating, finding open people, and she probably had seven or eight assists in that game.
Now, looking ahead, these two teams have got tournament action upcoming. Fort Loramie plays on the 17th of February against Miami Valley, or I should say against Twin Valley South, if Fort Loramie wins, and they should. The next opponent is Miami Valley on February 21st. Meanwhile, Marion Local in the Northwest District will have two home games, playing a couple games on its home floor. If it beats Hardin Northern, the next opponent is Upper Souda Valley in the Southwest District. It's at Sydney again for girls, super sectional. Fort Loramie chose the Sydney site.
but Marion Local gets a couple home games. It was seeded second in the Wapakoneta District and would tee off against the number three seed, St. Henry, in game three if Marion Local won its first two. JV game in progress right now. 2.5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie leads Marion Local by a score of 43-21. A couple of the officials who are working the varsity game, Chuck, asked me about an hour ago, what do you think tonight? And I said, well, Marion Local's got to keep this game down around 40, 10 points a quarter. If they can do that, they can be within striking distance. Fort Loramie very capable of putting 50 to 60 on the board.
Well, they have to take care of the basketball. If the key is if they turn the ball over, they're going to get beat. If they do a good job of handling it and turn it into a half-court game, they got a shot.
It's senior night here at Fort Loramie. 7 seniors on the girls' basketball team will be recognized after the JV game before the varsity tilt. Marion Local Flyers, Fort Loramie Redskins. From here at the Fort Loramie Gym, we'll have the opening tip-off in about 17 or 18 minutes. JV game has under 2 to go, and Fort Loramie leads at 45-21. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee once again back at Fort Loramie on senior night. JV tilt went to the Redskins over the Marion Local Flyers. Varsity game coming up in about 16, 17 minutes or so. Statistically on paper, Marion Local is right there and is capable of giving Fort Loramie one heck of a game here tonight.
The Flyers are averaging 46 points a game, which is good for third in the MAC. And margin of victory for Marion Local, 11 points per outing. A critical stat is the fact that Marion Local shoots threes better than Fort Loramie on the year. Marion Local first in the Midwest Athletic Conference, 32%. Fort Loramie hovering right around 29 on the year. The Redskins don't shoot free throws as well as Marion Local, which is up over 70% shooting foul shots. When you look at the stat sheet for Fort Loramie, as you've alluded already, Chuck, Redskins have committed 200 fewer turnovers than its opposition on the year. And Fort Loramie's got 200 more rebounds than its opponents. Those two categories we need to keep an eye out for in this game tonight.
Well, yeah, I mean, you talk about that's a lot of possessions. That's 400 possessions you're talking about just in those two stats. And I think if you're talking about three-point shooting, Loramie doesn't shoot a lot of threes. And I think that's by design. Coach Siegel realizes it's not a real good three-point shooting team, but they're going to see a 2-3 tonight, and they got to decide what their shooting option is going to be. They've been doing a great job of getting the ball in the middle of the zone and just taking the ball to the basket.
Senior night here at Fort Loramie. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 12th graders who are playing their final regular season game here at Fort Loramie High School this evening. Carissa Meyer, Morgan Plyman, Skylar Albers, Alex Rose, Jaden Rose, Allison Holland, and Summer Hoyne. Those are the seven seniors being recognized here tonight at Fort Loramie on senior night. We'll return with more from here at the Redskins gym. Fort Loramie, Marion Local girls, as these two teams head down the home stretch of the 23-24 regular season here on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Securicon in Minnesota. S-E-C-U-R-Con. Online at SecureCon.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
We are planning on seeing.
We welcome you back here to Fort Loramie. It's time for the senior shot. The seven senior basketball players have been recognized, and right now the seniors take their mid-court shots. They try one from 45 feet away at the center circle. Then they go track down the rebound if they miss. And lay the ball back up and in. Skylar Albers has attempted the first midcourt shot. And now here's Allison Holland from midcourt. Just off to the right, no good. JB game won by Fort Loramie over Marion Local. And this could be a very good varsity tilt here tonight. Marion Local has been thumped by Fort Loramie the last six straight seasons. This year, 25 for head coach Carla Siegel, who was very complimentary of her club just a few minutes ago. She talked about her seven seniors as being extremely committed, very hardworking, and having improved significantly since the start of the year. Chuck, we can recall game one, Carla had the varsity club about seven practices or so. Two were injured and out for the first game. Namely, Avery Brandewee couldn't play. Carissa Meyer couldn't play. Victoria Mesher got hurt, bloody nose, missed about a third of that game, and it was a loss to Miami East in the opener right here, a game we covered on scoresbroadcast.com. And I think there was a band expedition down in Florida, which also took some of the basketball players away. Of course, the volleyball squad went deep into the tournament to the regional championship contest. So it was a late starting hoop season for various reasons. Head coach Carla Siegel didn't have her starting five in the opener. Didn't have it really for a few weeks because both Meyer and Brandewee were nursing aching ankles. But it's a team that has really gotten better in every single department over the course of the year, as you noted. And this team relies on the three-point shot, even the outside jump shot, far less than maybe some recent really good Fort Laramie teams.
Oh, absolutely. And you don't want injuries. Nobody wants injuries. But what that does is it gives other kids time to play in meaningful minutes. And when you get Brandewee back and she's healthy, when you get Meyer back and she's healthy, this is what you get. And I promise you, I know they're undefeated, but I think they'd like to play Miami East one more time if Miami East would like to come play them.
Yeah, Victoria Mesher, Jaden Rose got off to great starts and helped carry this team through the first 10 or a dozen games. But head coach Carla Siegel made her comments. They were concise, brief, to the point, but she was extremely complimentary of the progress of this year's team.
Oh, boy. And she should be excited about this group.
We'll return with more from here at Fort Laramie. Both teams have come onto the floor. We're 15 minutes away from the starting lineups and the opening tip. Fort Laramie Marion Local Girls on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1800. 57. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It is noisy here at Fort Laramie. Marion Local on the floor along with the Redskins. And we'll have the opening tip in about 10 or 12 minutes. This is our Local Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment. Local Equipment, a Scores founding partner. We would not be on the air today broadcasting high school sports for you had it not been for Local Equipment back in 2006 and 7, a founding partner here on scoresbroadcast.com. We are online today because of support and assistance from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, which moved to Ohio in 1983 from L.A., California, thus the name Local. And before girls' basketball games, Local asked us to highlight a player from each team, a young lady who excels in the classroom and on the court. For Fort Laramie, it is junior Autumn Turner, 3.8 GPA, daughter of Brad and Andrea. Brad, by the way, a Fort Laramie High School graduate. Autumn plays softball, shortstop, yearbook, active in history club, NHS, mathletes, and in the band plays the trombone, will study at Findlay or Bowling Green, and pursue a career as a physical therapist. She has two sisters,
one older, that's Aubrey, a freshman in college, and a seventh grade sister who is Addison. For Marion Local, we highlight tonight Allison Dirksen, senior basketball player for the Flyers. She was the leading scorer 1 week ago tonight in the game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com when Marion Local defeated Rushi at the Flyers gym. She scored 10. Her parents, Ted and Cheryl, a 3.89 GPA for Allison Dirksen. By the way, her father, Ted, is a Marion Local graduate. Allison is active in FFA, FCA, Art Club, National Honor Society, Math and Science Clubs, pitcher for the softball team, plays golf, and loves the 7 and 9 irons. She says it's a toss-up between the two. She'll study at Wright State Lake. That's where she will begin her bachelor's degree before transferring to the main campus. She will pursue a career in education. Believe it or not, Allison Dirksen is one of 8 kids in the family. 8. Older brother Alex, and then 6 younger siblings.
Wow.
6. Dylan, Deanna, Colleen, Courtney, Trent, and Taylor. Dylan, Deanna, Colleen, Courtney, Trent, and Taylor. The 6 younger siblings of Allison Dirksen of Marion Local. And as I mentioned, older brother named Alex. Autumn Turner of Fort Loramie, Allison Dirksen of Marion Local, highlighted tonight by LaCal Equipment. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
With great support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. LaCal proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
A number of big keys which will help decide the outcome of this game. When you play Fort Loramie, the girls team, it's so important, as Chuck noted previously. You've got to handle the ball well and maximize your possessions. Take care of that round ball. You can't turn it over and allow Fort Loramie to get easy transition field goals. Like to note for you that Francis Schulze in Rushi highlights our key component segment of our pregame. From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. And for these two teams tonight, there are key ones, that's for sure. Fort Loramie wants to continue that good inside play of Avery Brandewee and Victoria Mesher. Meanwhile, Marion Local has got shooters all over the court. We saw that in the win over Rushi last Tuesday. Ava Unras was held in check by Rushi's defense, but other young ladies put the ball in the basket. And again, how well does Marion Local handle Fort Loramie's pressure? Key building components for these two teams tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi. Chuck, what was specifically
the kind of zone that Marion Local employed against Rushi last Tuesday. It stalled Rushi's offense in the second half.
It was a straight 2-3 zone. I mean, they didn't do anything special out of it. They did come up and pressure the guards. You can't expect to just stand there and pass the ball around against it. You're going to have to get the ball in the middle, make some cuts. I like setting screens down on the block. They did, and you just roll around from that side, catch the ball in the middle. The middle of the zone is what's open against the 2-3.
So the 2-3 zone for Marion Local, a key component for this game. And Fort Loramie's zone offense, how well the Redskins attack it, pass the ball, and get shots from, what, 15 feet away down in the short corner of the baseline or at the foul stripe or just below it.
Well, what you do not want to do is settle for threes. I mean, if you're making them, great, but you don't want to be just – you can get a three any time against a zone, but that's not always your best shot.
Right. So many thanks to Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie, doing business for 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street, right across from Brookins. We will style your hair and make it shine right here at Cutaway. It's the family salon for mom, dad, the adult children, all the kids. Deb Gubo, owner and stylist, additional stylist, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, handicapped accessible, open Monday through Saturday. 40 years experience at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. So many thanks here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com to these three Fort Loramie sponsors who are with us each and every Fort Loramie game broadcast, just Fort Loramie contests throughout the year. They are M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric, and Geyer's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie. It's a good idea to get those new tires to grip the road firmly before the bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie has huge savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, and Goodrich. And within a few miles, free pickup and delivery, too. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, 937-295-3971. M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. Need the right solution for true comfort? Well, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel perfect the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243. That's Mike Holdhouse at 295-3243. Or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. 25 years at the helm for head coach Carla Siegel for Fort Loramie. Wow, she's done a terrific job. What would you say, Chuck, have been the two or three most significant trademarks of Fort Loramie girls basketball during Carla's one quarter of a century coaching girls hoops here at Fort Loramie High School?
Well, I think the biggest thing is the way they play defense. They get you in a half court, they trap. Their rotation out of their defense is almost perfect. That's why a lot of teams can't trap, because they don't cover the backside well enough. Secondly, they've always been good offensive half court teams. They can take the basketball, whatever you throw at them, she knows. I mean, I can't tell you that the kids do it every time, but she knows exactly how to attack everything you throw at them. She's just a terrific basketball coach.
And the Redskins tonight, as we've noted, will have to deal with the zone defense deployed by Beth Stribe, mentor of the Fort Loramie girls program back in 15-16. She replaced long-standing head coach Treva Fortkamp, which still assists on the staff. Beth Stribe, by the way, a 2001 graduate of Marion Local, where she took part in volleyball and basketball. She continued her hoops playing days at Ashland University, and with Coach Fortkamp, she was an assistant for 9 years. And she's been at Marion Local now as the head coach for 9 seasons from 15 through the 23-24 campaign. We'll return with starters opening tip in just a few minutes. Fort Loramie hosting Marion Local tonight. Excellent crowd on hand for girls high school basketball on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a 2-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
This game here tonight between Fort Loramie and Marion Local is noted as the impact game, highlighting the impact of Dan Tobey and Aaron Rose and their impact on the Marion Local and Fort Laramie School Districts, respectively. They have passed, but they had significant impact on the academic and athletic programs at Marion Local and Fort Laramie. They were recognized in advance of the Fort Laramie Marion Local boys game as well. Like to note for you, we have a great underwriting sponsor, new since the football season, Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future, using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Marion Local Flyers are done with games in the Midwest Athletic Conference. They're tied atop the standings with Versailles with two setbacks. Minster and St. Henry have one less win and are in action later this week on Thursday night in league play. And we're covering the Minster-New Bremen game for you at New Bremen on Thursday night. Minster and St. Henry need to win on Thursday to forge a four-way tie atop the MAC standings at 7-2. Four clubs would be in a deadlock at the end of the year in first place in the Midwest Athletic Conference on the girls' side, having won 7 of 9 games. Fort Laramie pulled away to win the Shelby County Athletic League with an undefeated season mark of 12-0, and by virtue of Anna's late season loss to Bodkins, Rushi garnered second place. Rushi wound up in second place ahead of Anna in the SCAL girls standings. Starting lineups have just been introduced. Fort Laramie in the home white, red numbers outlined in black. Marion Local blue from top to bottom, gold trim, gold numerals on the backs. Marion Local on the front of the uniforms. Fort Laramie going from right to left on your phone or computer as you use your imagination. Victoria Mesher, Skylar Albers, Jaden Rose, Avery Brandewey, Summer Hoying on the floor for Fort Laramie. We'll check out Marion Local's five momentarily. Fort Laramie wins the toss. There's a lob down low on the left for Mesher, and it's broken up on the play, knocked out of bounds by Marion Local.
Well, Local started out playing man-to-man, so we'll see how long they stay in that.
And Fort Laramie lobs in beneath the basket. Summer Hoying catches at the foul stripe, misses a 14-footer. Long rebound to Skylar Albers. Motors toward the rim on the run. High off the backboard, no good. Knocked out of bounds by Fort Laramie.
Got two good looks, didn't score.
Yep, that initial shot by Summer Hoying is one she will make probably 70-75% of the time.
Yeah, she pulled a string on it. She tried to guide it instead of shoot it.
Unguarded, available, couldn't knock it down. Here's Allison Dirksen in the post for Marion Local. Throws on the arc to Audrey Winter, a three-point shooter. Deflected on the play. Rebounded by Fort Laramie. A long heave down the floor to Albers. And just what we talked about, Brandewey to Albers, 60-foot pass. Layup is in, and it's 2-0 Redskins who put on the pressure. Marion Local gets it up and over the timeline. Ava Unras at a guard, along with Audrey Winter. On the front line, Nora Eckstein, Maya Eckstein, and Allison Dirksen. Nora 5'9", Maya 5'9", Allison 5'10". Here is a loose ball, tie up, top of the circle. Arrow favors Marion Local as Jaden Rose and Nora Eckstein knotted up. Right in front of the Fort Laramie bench, ball will be inbounded by Maya Eckstein of the Flyers. 2-0 Fort Laramie leads. We played a minute. With the ball 30 feet away, it's Unras. She's doubled. She goes to the high post. Players cut to the rim. No pass available. Marion Local throws on the arc. Three-point shot, no good. Fort Laramie saves it inbounds right to a Flyer who misses a gimme layup. And then we've got a foul, I think, on Jaden Rose of Fort Laramie, who undercuts a visiting player on the rebound attempt.
Yeah, he wasn't going to call it, but then he had no choice because it caused the ball to go out of bounds. So it was a good delayed call by the official. I like that.
6:35 left to go first quarter. Flyers inbounds to Dirksen behind the foul stripe. Shot's a little crooked off to the right, no good. Rebound down to bring it away to Fort Loramie. They head to Jaden Rose. Rose picked up by Winter. Right side pass goes to Albers. Albers rotates to the left, goes to Rose, steps inside the arc, guns a 15-footer, and pops it in. Thought about the triple, stepped inside the three-point line, and scored the deuce to make it 4-0 Fort Loramie. What a senior season Jaden Rose has had. Marin Local up the floor in a hurry. It's Winter, cross-court to Dirksen. Tries to throw to Nora Eckstein, cutting down the lane. Batted, swiped on the play by Fort Loramie. Here's Brandewey to the foul line. Below it, loops it up with the left hand. She's tagged on the wrist. Fort Loramie Redskins in the lead, 4-0. Couple free throws, Brandewey. Boy, does this Fort Loramie team ever attack the basket? Getting better and better at doing that as the season has progressed. It's a team that, against the man-to-man especially, likes to score and score quickly. Both free throws by Brandewey are perfecto. 6-0 Fort Loramie in the lead. Marion Local in backcourt. It's Unras, checked by Albers. She's still 75 feet away. On the dribble, gets it up and over the timeline. Leading scorer, over 14 points a game, Ava Unras, 5'6 junior for the Flyers, still dribbling. Picks up her dribble ahead of the key. Coming out to catch is Audrey Winter, 25 feet away. Ball goes on the play to Maya Eckstein, to Winter. Left baseline, here's an attempted drive by the Flyers, kicked out of bounds by Fort Loramie with 5:20 to go in the first quarter, and the Redskins leading 6-0. Maya Eckstein looking to throw in, fires to Dirksen, foul stripe, high arching 15-footer, swish! Dirksen gets the Flyers on the board, 6-2, 5:12 left here in the first quarter. Ball thrown by Fort Loramie into the post to Summer Hoying, who dropped it, picked it up, and threw it away out of bounds.
She threw it where she was, not where she where she wasn't.
5:09 to go, first period of play, 6-2, Fort Loramie in the lead. Unras in backcourt for Marion Local, picked up tightly by Jaden Rose. Unras with a very sloppy one-handed, left-handed pass, easily intercepted by Fort Loramie. It's Rose into the right corner, throws into the post, ball bobbled, and Marion Local gets it back. Sloppy ball handling right now through this segment. Marion Local starts a drive from the left flank. Redskins knock it away, goes into the corner, Flyers get it back. Shot by Maya Eckstein on the baseline, hits the side of the board, recovered by Dirksen, who chucks up a three, strong, no good. Rebound Flyers, deflected pass, and picked off by Fort Loramie.
Well, they're awfully sloppy with the ball right now, the Flyers are.
8 points and probably that many turnovers between the two teams. 6-2 Redskins, 4:16 left in the first. Here's Avery Brandewey down the right side of the lane. Marion Local gets a hand on the ball as she tries to shoot. Shot is short, goes out of bounds. Redskins possession. So far, sticky, sticky, sticky defense.
Yeah, Brandewey was trying to draw a foul again that time. That time they didn't bail her out.
4:11 to go here in the first, 6-2, Fort Loramie in the lead. Baseline right of the rim. Carissa Meyer on the floor for Fort Loramie. Inbounds to Mesher, top of the key. Foul line below it. Twisting 7-foot jumper. Hit the back rim, hit the front rim, came off. Rebound in the lane by Brandewey. Yes!
Brandewey.
Avery Brandewey sticks it through. 8-2, Fort Loramie in the lead. Unras in backcourt. Gets it up to Winter, back to Unras. Brandewey on her, 25 feet out. Unras dribbles to the left. Dishes left corner to Maya Eckstein. Down inside to Dirksen. Quick shot with the left hand. Little strong. Rebound stabbed out of bounds by the Flyers.
They're getting some good looks. They're just not making shots.
8-2, Fort Loramie, 3:38 to go first quarter. Ariel Heitkamp on the floor now for Fort Loramie.
Now they've gone to their 2-3.
5'6 junior, Heitkamp. She's at the point against the 2-3 zone. Goes right side to Meyer, to Heitkamp. Flips it left wing to Alex Rose. on top to Heitkamp in the middle of Hoeing. Oh, nice delivery. Right wing, Meyer. Line drive jumper, hit the flange. Rebound to Marion Local, Unross on the move. Picked up by Alex Rose, end of the key. Unross bouncing. Gives it up to Winner, lobbed into the post, over the shoulder foul against Fort Loramie. Ball out of bounds to the Flyers, who trail 8-2 to Fort Loramie. 3:05 to go, first period.
That was Ariel Heitkamp using her muscle, playing defense on the inside. She picked up that foul.
Meyer and Alex Rose come off for Fort Loramie. Ball being inbounded below the rim by Maya Eckstein, and she telegraphs the throw, and there's Ariel Heitkamp to swipe it up the floor to Albers. Another turnover, Flyers. Ball rotated on top. Straight away, Jaden Rose. Head coach Carlos Siegel offers instructions for the zone offense against the Flyers. Ball thrown left wing to Albers. Left baseline, Summer Hoeing. Inside the three-point arc, she cans it.
That's a play. They ran that to her for the jumper.
10-2, Fort Loramie, 2:35 to go, first quarter. Unross over the timeline. Nearly traveled, gave it up on the play, top of the circle to Nora Eckstein. Baseline right to Winner, shot no good. Rebound in the lane, Marion Local. Jumper wide, rebound Fort Loramie. Look at Ariel Heitkamp go, sprinting down the floor, driving, shooting no good. Foul of a Jaden Rose, no, but a foul against the Flyers. Marion Local getting shots. Flyers are getting good looks, cannot connect.
Well, the problem is they're all sending all five girls to the offensive boards, and when they don't get the rebound, it's a run out on the other end.
Free throw by Jaden Rose of Fort Loramie, who was nailed in the act of shooting, is good. 11-2 Redskins, 2:15 to go, first quarter. Second shot to Jaden. 1, 2, 3 dribbles. Fires and scores. And Fort Loramie's in the lead by 10, 12-2. Dirksen backcourt for Marion Local, stymied momentarily. Gives it up on the play to Kate Ashman, a guard in off the bench. Ashman, 5'8", freshman, throws that into the right corner, and it is deflected. Picked off on the play by Heitkamp. 1, 2, 3 passes. Brandewee gets the layup, and Marion Local needs a timeout. Flyers are shaken early. Redskins lead it 14-2, under 2 to play, opening period on scoresbroadcast.com.
Frisch's Fish Fry is back, and we've got something delicious for every day of the week. Get our zesty hand-breaded lemon pepper fish sandwich topped with lettuce and our original tartar sauce. Available every day. Stop in, carry out, or order online at Frisch's DoorDash and Uber Eats. Or bring the fam on Fridays for our unlimited seafood bar for only $12.99. Loaded with all your favorites, like baked or fried whitefish, crispy shrimp, ooey gooey mac and cheese, and more. Frisch's is your place for fish fry all season long. Catch it before it's gone.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
During the break, Chuck and I were talking about the Wapakoneta District, which is in the Northwest District. There are six districts in the state, but the Northwest District, District number 5 champ, does feed the Girls Southwest Regional, and the four top seeds are Minster, Marion Local, St. Henry, New Bremen. Here's Marion Local after the timeout. Little short-range shot, baseline right, Ashman, eight-footer. It danced off the rim. There's a lid on it for the Flyers. Fort Loramie tracked down the rebound. Minster, the number one seed. Marion Local, the two. St. Henry, the three. New Bremen, the four. And more than likely, one of those four will come down to the Division IV Southwest Regional at Vandalia Butler. Oh, here's a nice pass on the play from Brandewee down inside to Albers, and she couldn't finish. It hit the backboard rim, caromed away. Marion Local trailing 14-2 with the ball in the half court. It's Unross who looks over the 25-footer, doesn't take it. 60 seconds to go in the first. Unross drives the lane. Ball thrown out high to Winner, back to Unross. And Unross falls into a Fort Loramie player, and she's guilty of a charge. I think a better call might have been a walk.
Player control foul.
53 seconds to go in the first quarter. Looks like the two players, Chuck, kind of got their feet tangled up. And
should have been travel. Defense, I mean, that would have been my call. But
yeah. Defensive player fell back. Offensive player stumbled. Fort Loramie possession. Zone defense by the Flyers. 42 seconds to go first quarter. 14-2 Fort Loramie. Ball thrown into the post to Alex Rose. Baseline left, Victoria Mesher. High arching 16-footer. Off the back brace, no good. Rebound Flyers. Foul backcourt on Fort Loramie. 33.1 remaining here in the first quarter. Carissa Meyer back on the floor for the Redskins. Kate Ashman has come in off the bench at guard, as I mentioned, for Marion Local. And it looks like the two Eckstein's for the time being are off the floor. Dribble drive up the court comes Unras midcourt. Goes to Dirksen 25 feet away. Outside the arc near side. It goes to Unras. Straight away Ashman thought about the three. Then she's covered up. Hangs on. 5 second count. Oh, she gave it up just in the nick of time. Marion Local fires a left flank jump shot short off the rim. It sprays into the corner. Rebound Fort Loramie. Player stumbles down, and that's a walk. 6.3 to go. First period, 14-2 Fort Loramie. Flyers inbound below the rim. Just to the left of the basket. They look for Dirksen, and it's intercepted by Mesher. Mesher to Jaden Rose. Outlet to Meyer. Carissa Meyer goes barreling down the floor. Tries to shoot on the run with 0.5 of a second to go. Fouled in the act of shooting, and she's awarded a pair with 0.5 on the clock.
Well, if you're the Flyers, you're angry that they got back that deep, but she had no choice but to foul her.
And Carissa Meyer pops in the free throw to make it 15-2 Fort Loramie. Second shot for Carissa upcoming. This to make it a 14-point game after the initial 8 minutes. Couple of substitutions each way. Pretty much academic at this point, under a second to go in the quarter. Both foul shots by Carissa Meyer are dead center. 16-2 Fort Loramie, and that's how the first quarter finishes on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro, and at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Yep, the Redskins defense fueling easy offensive hoop. 16-2 lead before Loramie defense has been outstanding. One defensive play after another. Too many turnovers for Marion Local. Wise Bridge defensive plays of that first period by the Redskins. Hey, make your next play with Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wise Bridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wise Bridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wise Bridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
We open play here in the second quarter. Marion Local Flyers have it in the half court. Unras continues to dribble 30 feet away. Passes to a teammate baseline left. Here's a jump shot by Maya Eckstein. Hits the rim, no good. Rebound in the lane is put up there by Nora Eckstein. It won't fall. Fort Loramie got the rebound, threw it 75 feet down the floor, caught on the dead run by Avery Randowee, like a football wide receiver, went to the cup, put it down, fouled over the shoulder, 18-2 Fort Loramie, and the Redskins are running the floor. They've turned it into a track meet.
Yeah, they've got seven turnovers and 2 points.
7:14 left here in period number two. Randowee at the free throw stripe, swish on the free throw. 19-2 Redskins.
9 points for Avery now.
Avery Randowee really coming on strong here. Last third of the year in that scoring department. She is healthy. And that spells trouble for the opposition. Marion Local behind to 17. Winner guns one, top of the circle. Bingo, a three-pointer. Audrey Winner, spot on. 19-5. Second field goal in this game for Marion Local. Brandowee down on the inside for the Redskins. Tried to go up and under to draw the foul. Ball was pried loose, goes out of bounds. Fort Loramie possession below the rim with 6:46 to go here in the second period. Brandowee, the trigger man, lobs out back to Summerhoing. Hands to Carissa Meyer straight away. Right wing to Brandowee. Ball thrown to Hoing in the post. She's doubled. Right wing to Brandowee. Good look. Three-pointer. Swish. Holy cow.
Woo. Yeah. Good job by Hoing that time to find her.
Yep. Good assist by Hoing. Beautiful stroke by Brandowee. And Marion Local against pressure runs into trouble at midcourt. It's a player control offensive foul.
And I'll tell you what, Heitkamp in the game, she has 4 steals and now took a charge right there. She's having a heck of a defensive game for a non-starter.
Mm-mm-mm. It doesn't all show up in the scoring column in the scorebook. Heitkamp doing everything else splendidly. High right with the ball. Brandowee for Fort Loramie. Straight away to Albers. 6:15 to go. Quarter number two. Baseline right. Victoria Mesher catches. Loops in a little 7-foot jumper.
Great. Got into the defense. Threw a great pass to her. They're playing just outstanding basketball right now.
Albers on the dish. Mesher finished 24-5. Fort Loramie. 6:05 to go. Second period. Flyers against pressure, inbound in backcourt. It goes to Dirksen. She's 90 feet away. Hands it to Maya Eckstein. Loops the pass ahead to Nora. Nora Eckstein on the arc. Flyers pass it back and forth, and it's tipped on the play by Fort Loramie and stolen. Randowee down the floor to Ariel Heitkamp. She blitzes in from the left wing and puts it up and in.
Did you see the way she faked and got up to the rim? Good shot.
Here's Marion Local, forecourt left. Long pass down to Dirksen. She caught it in shooting range. Let it fly from 15, banked it in, but it's negated because she jumped into the shot. She took steps, left her pivot foot, and it's 26-5, no goal. Fort Loramie gets it back. 5:38 left, second period. Jaden Rose to Ariel Heitkamp. Ball thrown into the post to Summerhoing. Batted free by Marion Local, stolen. Unrost comes out of there with it. What have the Flyers been in defensively last few trips down before Loramie, Chuck?
Well, they've been playing like a 1-3-1, and they're coming out and pressuring up on the ball.
Unrost just missed a hard driving layup. Kissed it off the window too hard. Fort Loramie got the rebound. Down the floor to Hoing. Summer low on the left. High arching shot. Hit the top of the backboard. Grazed the rim. And it is poked out of bounds by Marion Local.
Yes, she came jumping back in, but she had not established 2 feet in bounds, so she wasn't allowed to do that.
5:06 to go, second period, 26-5 Fort Loramie. And we've got a baseline violation against the Redskins. Flyers will bring it down, trailing by 21.
Well, she tried to throw it off her back, and that's a great play, but she stepped in before the ball hit her, so that's the reason it was a turnover.
3 minutes played here in the second period. Unrost to midcourt. Fort Loramie's checked her very well, as did Rushi last Tuesday in the game we covered at Marion Local here on Scores Broadcast. Outside the arc on the left, it's Kate Ashman. Circles on top. She is picked up on the play by Maddie Shadows. In. Here's a long three ball. Pumped up and made by Nora Eckstein. Good looking jumper. She had a nice game against Rushi a week ago. Fort Loramie goes to the post right away. It's Victoria Mesher right in front of the basket. Couldn't connect from 10 feet. Rebound down to Marion Local. Hard drive from the right wing. It is Maya Eckstein trying to kiss one in off the backboard. Fouled in the act of shooting. Shot didn't go in. Two free throws coming here for Maya. Marion Local down 26-8 with 4:20 left here in the second quarter. Foul shot is off the heel, no good. Flyers second in the MAC in free throw shooting on the season. Second free throw coming by Eckstein, a Marion Local. Maya pumps it up, it's good. 26-9, four straight points by the Flyers, who trailed 26-5 at the 4:30 mark. Here is Fort Loramie, right idea, baseline right, Victoria Mesher down inside to Brandewey, punched out of bounds by the Flyers.
Sometimes they're too close together. Spacing's not good when they try to throw the ball when they're in the lane like that. You need to, Mesher just should have shot
that. Exactly. Yeah, before that last pass, take the shot. You've got a young lady, a teammate in rebounding position, so let it go. Left wing, Jaden Rose for Fort Loramie, straddles the arc, misfires, no good. Scrap for the rebound in the right corner. Somehow, someway, Fort Loramie gets it, and breaking contain is Mesher down inside. Shot no good. Rebound to Jaden Rose, stripped, taken away. Brandewey's got the loose ball. It's knocked free from her. Marion Local very tenacious on the defensive board. Here comes Unras, splitting a couple defenders. Gives it up in the right corner. Stone on the arc to Nora Eckstein. Out back to Dirksen for a triple try. Wide left. Redskins have the board. Two on two. Jaden Rose, stop and go. Driving, shooting, too hard, no good. Rebound batted from behind, out of bounds off Fort Loramie. Play right now a bit reckless.
Way too ragged. I mean, they've got a 17-point lead. They're taking some shots that they don't need to take.
Timeout called, 3:22 left, second quarter. Fort Loramie 26, Marion Local 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
And so many thanks to Quality Manufacturing from Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, a new underwriting sponsor here on Scores Broadcast last spring. Quality Manufacturing at Francis Manufacturing is not at all expensive. It's priceless. The production standard there is extremely high. It's got to be, because Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long time. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. Marion Local passed the ball around the last 20 seconds, took a shot from the foul stripe and hung on the rim, fell off. Fort Loramie leading 26-9, has the ball, forecourt to our left. Brandewey gives it up left corner, Jaden Rose on top, Skylar Albers. Left side, Victoria Mesher, lobbing to the cutter. Albers, low on the left, shot short, no good. She got it back, blocked on the play by Marion Local. Jump ball ruled, good call by the referee. Flyers possession. Here in the last close to 2 minutes, 4-0, Marion Local, which once trailed 26-5. It's 26-9 at the moment. Redskins offense has hit a snag. Marion Local playing pretty good defense. Down to our left. Flyers need a streak before the break to make this much more interesting entering the second half. Marion Local with the ball in the left corner, tries to go to Dirksen mid-post, and the ball rolls away from her. Fort Loramie's got it. Long pass, Meyer down to Hoing, scooping it in. What a pass by Carissa Meyer. Concluding the play was Summer Hoing. 28-9 Redskins. In backcourt for Marion Local, it is Winter. Winter on the dribble. Marion Local takes a timeout. 19-point lead Fort Loramie, under two to go, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to a number of new underwriting sponsors, one of which we'll highlight in just a few minutes. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru at Route 66 and 47. Marion Local attacks. Dirksen available. Baseline right. Shot short. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Flyers shooting percentage not good. Fort Loramie's defense had something to do with it, but Marion Local has had some fairly good looks at the basket. Fort Loramie attacking to our left. Jaden Rose to Summer Hoying, who steps out to get it. Carissa Meyer slants through the paint. No pass to her. Here's Heitkamp finding Brandewee. Shot fake, foul line, down the lane. It's on the back rim twice, and it bounces away. No good. Rebounded by Marion Local. Here come the Flyers. Maya Eckstein, right wing, 28-9 Fort Loramie. 47 seconds to go in the second quarter. Ball thrown to the post. Spin move on the play by Maya Eckstein. Lowered the shoulder. Offensive foul, and the Redskins get it back. 43.5 to go. Period number two, 28-9. Redskins lead. What was our first quarter score, Chuck?
16-2.
Second period, 12-7, Fort Loramie. Marion Local has given a much better account of itself in the second period of this game. Carissa Meyer, right wing, corner jumper, three-pointer, left open, short. Rebounded by Marion Local. Unras on the bounce. I remember her taking a rushed shot on a drive, maybe two. That's about it, Chuck. She has been handicapped pretty well by the Redskins' defense. 9 seconds to go, first half. Here's Unras, head of the key. Drops it down to the post for Maya Eckstein, and the ball is splashed out of bounds by Fort Loramie, rolling to side court. Three ticks on the clock. Flyers will inbound. It's fed to Dirksen, extreme corner. Back to Eckstein. She drives to the rim, and she's not guarded. Slipped to the basket, laid it in. It was close as to whether it should have counted. I thought it was a hair late. The official on the floor says field goal by Maya Eckstein. Correct, Chuck?
Yeah, it was good. It was. I think she made it before the horn went off. It, very, very poor defense right there.
Yep, 28-11. Fort Loramie in the lead at halftime. 17-point cushion over Marion Local on scores. Broadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
It is halftime on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are the radio on your phone for high school sports. 28-11, Fort Loramie girls lead Marion Local. Halftime report being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brodigam in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, like we talked about before the game, Loramie, especially in that first quarter, their defense fueled their scoring. They scored six, outscored them 16-2. 17-12 rebounding advantage for Fort Loramie. 6-4 on the offensive boards. The Flyers turned it 10 times. The Redskins only 5. 7-7 for the free throw line for Fort Loramie. Marion Local 1-2. Individual scoring for Marion Local. They had three young ladies with 3 points. Nora Eckstein, Maya Eckstein, and Audrey Winter all had 3. Allison Dirksen had 2. They scored 2-9, 11 for the first half. Unross again did not score. On the other side, Loramie led by Avery Brandewee with 12. And then it drops all the way down to 4 for Jaden Rose and 2 each for Heitkamp, Meyer, Mesher, Albers, and Hoeing. They scored 16 and 12 and lead it 28-11 at the half.
Check over the last 4.5 minutes of that second quarter. Marion Local did outscore Fort Loramie 6-2. Redskins offense was scuttling a little bit. Hit a snag. Marion Local's defense was very good over the last 4 minutes. Flyers did outscore Fort Loramie 6-2. Not enough to put a big dent into the deficit, which is still 17. That's our halftime report brought to you by J&J Brodigam in Sydney and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply realign all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigam has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigam also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigam. Yes, Brodigam, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigam, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigam.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Hey, don't forget here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Barker Insurance has celebrated over 50 years in business. Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been one of the most valued agencies in our area. Long-time sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Barker Insurance, which will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Halftime here at Fort Loramie, 28-11. Redskins lead the Marion Local Flyers. We are back with more third quarter upcoming on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rod and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rod and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Up here we go. We start the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com. 28-11. Fort Loramie girls lead the Marion Local Flyers, who continue to play that zone defense. Redskins have the ball high right. Jaden Rose throws down low for Victoria Mesher, who vanished, and Marion Local picked it off, intercepted by the Flyers. Unras, who hasn't scored and is averaging 14 a game, has the ball ahead of the key, drives from the right wing, attacks, left it short, no good, got the rebound back, missed it, but a foul against Fort Loramie. And you can bet head coach Beth Stribe at halftime, let it be known, hey, Ava, you've got to be assertive and take the ball to the rim when you can. Free throw Unras is good, 28-12 in favor of Fort Loramie. Flyers have scored 7 of the game's last 9 points, make it 8 of the last 10, and it's 28-13. Fort Loramie once led 26-5. Summer Hoying, deep left corner to Skylar Albers. On top, it's Avery Brandewey into the post to Mesher. Oh, nice passing. Baseline right to Summer Hoying. Good look. Shot hit the back rim. No good. Brandewey's rebound. Missed it. Got it back. She sticks it in. Brandewey showing resilience on the offensive glass. 30-13, Fort Loramie. Marion Local hustles down the right side of the floor. It is Dirksen deep in the right corner, hounded by two players, goes to Unras, and it's nearly taken away by Fort Loramie, which knots up Unras. Held ball arrow. Marion Local will keep it. It is Maya Eckstein below the basket. Triggers it. Inbounds to Winner. High right. Audrey Winner with it. Lead pass down inside for Dirksen. Spoiled on the play by Hoing. Goes out of bounds.
That was one of the slowest inbounds plays I think I ever watched.
Inbounding is Marion Local to Unras, cutting to the rim, catches on the run, and banks it in. Nice play for Unras, her first fielder of the night. And Marion Local has clipped Fort Loramie's huge 21-point lead down to 15 until Victoria Mesher angled through the lane and pitched in a 12-footer. Nice shot by Mesher. She was on the move when she left her feet and drilled it. 32-15 Fort Loramie. 6:10 to go, third quarter. Unras, three-point land, open, swish, 24-footer. Nice shot by Unras. 14-point game. Quickly down the floor, Fort Loramie. Lead pass to Victoria Mesher. Missed it down low with the left hand. Got the rebound back, was fouled, and she will shoot two. This was a 26-5 game at one point. 13-6 stretch here for Marion Local, which is cut into the Redskins' advantage. Free throw by Victoria Mesher. Front rim, backboard, around, around, and through. 33-18 in favor of the Redskins. Second shot by Mesher on the way. Lotta rim again. This one curls out. Rebound down to the Flyers. On the giddy-up, it is Nora Eckstein out back to Unras. She unloads a three. Air ball tipped out of bounds on the attempted rebound by Fort Loramie. The Flyers have gotten the message. Involve their leading scorer a little more here in the second half. Ball inbounded. Baseline left. It's Unras. Nice feed to the post to Dirksen. Spins. She's doubled. Gives it up on the arc to Audrey Winter. Right back to Dirksen. And it's intercepted by Summer Hoying of Fort Loramie. Outlet to Albers. Albers on the go. To the rim for two. And a foul against the Flyers. Well done by Albers. Good body control, Chuck.
Yeah, boy, she took that contact in her, and she did what she had to do. Eyes stayed on the rim.
Yep. Boy, she contained herself extremely well. Didn't get off balance. Survived the contact. Caromed it in off the window. And hits the foul shot. Three-point play. Albers of Fort Loramie, which has extended the lead back out to 18, 36-18, the biggest spread in this game, 21. Here's Winter, 30 feet away from Marion Local. Skips it across the top of the circle to Maya Eckstein. He goes into the corner, back to Winter. They try to feed Dirksen down inside. Ball's down on the ground, and it's dug away by Fort Loramie. Summer Hoying down the floor to Albers. Hits the cutter through the lane. It's Brandewy, and it's shaken free out of bounds off of Marion Local. 5:08 to go in the third. 36-18 Fort Loramie. Jaden Rose will play it in baseline right of the basket. Ball lob, foul line to Brandewy. Oh, that's a good spot for her, and she hits. Easy does it, just a free throw.
So smooth.
38-18, Redskins, 4:56 to go here in the third. Audrey Winter, left wing, into the post to Dirksen. Back to Winter, back to Dirksen, too many times. Fort Loramie jumps in front to steal. Here's a lob pass down the floor by Rose. Rose feeds Hoying, couldn't quite get it up and over the lip of the rim. Rebound Flyers in backcourt. 4:34 to go, third quarter, 38-18, Fort Loramie. Open player, left flank, Audrey Winter. Here's a triple try, in, out, no good. Strong offensive board work by Dirksen on the interior, and she is fouled while trying to lay it in. 4:26 to go, third quarter, 20-point lead, Fort Loramie.
Must have been some body, because she sure blocked the shot clean. She had nothing but ball on top.
Free throw by Dirksen. She pushes it up and through. 38-19. Fort Loramie has doubled the score on Marion Local. Albers and Brandon, we get breathers for the Redskins. Carissa Meyer back on the hardwood as Dirksen drops home a pair at the stripe, 38-20 Fort Loramie. We near the 4:20 mark, third quarter. Ariel Heitkamp outside the arc on the left. Ball rotated near side to Jaden Rose. Mesher foul line extended right. Heitkamp left corner. Zone defense by Marion Local. Cross-court skip pass for Heitkamp. Too high. She tried to save it back in. Did so right to a flyer. Here comes Marion Local, four-court left. Unruh straight away. Backs up. 3:56 to go in the third. 38-20 Fort Loramie. Unruh against Mesher. Right wing winner. Winner hangs on. Good defense by Fort Loramie. Ball thrown to Dirksen, foul line. Skipped near side to the driver, Ashman. Oh, a good-looking runner in the lane. It's in. Nice job, Kate Ashman of Marion Local. 38-22 Redskins. Mesher, cross-court skip pass to Heitkamp. Out back to Rose. Mesher stretches the floor. 3:22 to go here in the third. Here's Meyer with a telegraph pass to the post, and Marion Local gets a mitt on it and drives it out of bounds.
You just drive between the person on top and the wing. They ought to come play defense. Somebody's open. They don't come play defense. You go shoot a layup.
Got to make that defense somehow flex or compress.
Yeah, they're just standing and passing the ball back and forth now. They're not going to get anywhere.
Defense is able to stay pretty much flat. Let's see what Fort Loramie does here attacking. Shadow on the floor now for the Redskins. Is that Maddie Shadow in, Chuck?
Maddie, yep.
Yep. Freshman Maddie Shadow, head of the key, right side Brandewee. 3 minutes left, third quarter. Straight away Alex Rose. Near side Carissa Meyer. Bounce pass into the lane to Brandewee. Brandewee's double teamed, triple teamed, and the arrow says Fort Loramie will keep it. 2:56 to go, third quarter, 16-point game, 38-22 Fort Loramie. Marion Local got off to a horrific start, trailed 26-5. Inbounded to Brandewee in the corner. On top it goes to Shadow. Head coach Carlos Siegel wants a timeout. 2:53 remaining in the third. 16-point advantage. Redskins on scorersbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgill-and-tangeman-fh.com.
It is Fort Loramie possession, 2:45 remaining, third quarter, 38-22 Redskins. Ball thrown on the arc. Here is a long jumper by Maddie Shadow, three-pointer, hit the rim, sprayed out of bounds in the corner, and it will be Marion Local possession, 16-point game, just over 2.5 to play in the third, 10 players in backcourt pressure, continually applied by Fort Loramie. Dirksen's got it. Throws middle of the floor to Unruh. They head to Maya Eckstein. Tries to hit a teammate down low, and Fort Loramie gets a fist on it and knocks it over the end line. Carissa Meyer, Alex Rose are out. Couple changes for the Redskins. Jaden Rose back in along with Skylar Albers. 2:26 to play, third quarter. Oh, nice entry pass. Unruh to Dirksen. Dirksen caught the ball almost below the net. Defender was on her hip, and she had an easy turnaround banker. A bunny shot very close to the rim to make it a 38-24 game. Since midway second quarter, Marion Local has chopped 7 points off the Fort Loramie cushion. 2 minutes remaining, zone defense Flyers. High right, it is Maddie Shadow. Rotated left wing to Albers, telegraph pass, deflected by Marion Local. Gotten back though by Jaden Rose. Elbow in the right, it is Brandewee. 1:44 to go here in the third. Jaden Rose, left wing Albers. Baseline left, Brandewee starts to drive. Good ball rotation. On top, Jaden Rose, look out. Big three ball goes down. That was huge. That was important. It took it back to 17, a miss there. And the Flyers get a three, and it's an 11-point game. Patience by the Redskins, discipline, and Jaden Rose was clutch.
He is becoming just a all-around good basketball player.
Mm-hmm. 41-24, Fort Loramie ahead by 17. With a minute 26 to go here in the third quarter. It's Unross dribbling up the floor for Marion Local. Has her cross-court pass tipped, stolen by Brandewee. Outlet to Albers. Albers blew the gimme right in front. Hit the window too hard. It came off the rim. Rebound is rolling out of bounds in the far corner off the Flyers. Redskins still have it. A minute 9 to go in the third. 41-24 Fort Loramie. That was a significant three-pointer possession before this one by Jaden Rose. As Marion Local had chopped the deficit down to 14, it's now 17 again. Here's Summer Hoing on the arc, looks for Brandewee in the middle. Ariel Heitkamp, Jaden Rose straight away. Near side, Brandewee, checked by Unross. Brandewee looks for help, dumps it to Summer Hoing. It's off her hands. The ball pinballs out of bounds to Marion Local. Tenacious defense there by the Flyers caused the mistake.
Well, they went back to their man-to-man defense, which down 17, they had no choice.
40 seconds to go, third quarter. Midcourt Unross for Marion Local. Very sloppy one-handed pass up ahead to a teammate. Easily deflected by Fort Loramie and swiped. Heitkamp, forecourt left. Gives it up, gets it back. Now Brandewee, 25 seconds to go, third quarter. Brandewee at the elbow. Straight away Heitkamp. Good defense, Flyers. Bounce pass near side to Brandewee. Goes foul stripe with it. Feeds Ariel Heitkamp behind her. Too hot to handle. Goes out of bounds. Marion Local has really picked up the intensity here in this third period defensively. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Unross to midcourt for the Flyers. On the bounce, goes to the foul line. Beneath it, swish! 12-footer with a second left. And that's how the third quarter closes. Ava Unross, nice-looking maneuver, great shot to finish out the scoring in the third quarter. 41-26 Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns, walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Hey, to get your car or truck running right and back on the road, take the road to 47 and 66 in Newport. That's Myers Garage and Drive-Thru. Outstanding reputation for vehicle service and repair. Plus towing available 24-7. Myers is second to none, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. You see, Myers has provided excellent workmanship on cars and trucks for 60 years, and you can always take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru, too. In Newport, at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie School Districts, Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, your first choice and the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
I filled up there on my way to the school today.
Marion local Flyers down by 15 with possession. Go to the post to start the fourth quarter. Intercepted by Fort Loramie, which returns the favor and throws it out of bounds up ahead in the corner.
If you're Coach Siegel, you just want this game to end.
And Fort Loramie got off to a great start, scored 26 of the game's first 31 points. But Fort Loramie's offense over the last 14 minutes has scored just 15. Here's Marion local near tie up top of the circle. Albers goes to her knees, tries to scrap it away from the Flyer player. Ruled a jump. Held ball arrow favors Fort Loramie.
Unross, good basketball player. But boy, she can be really loose and sloppy with the ball sometimes.
Yep. And she's got an occasional lazy one-handed pass. Here's Jaden Rose, high right for Fort Loramie. Oh, she's given the three ball. Look out. Bombs away. It is pure. All net. Nice shot by Jaden Rose. Two big threes from her here in the second half. Unross got away with a walk below the foul line. This to Maya Eckstein, baseline right. But that walk is not ignored. She is whistled for the travel. Redskins up 18. Get it back. 6:58 to go here in the fourth.
Boy, Jaden Rose having a game.
Yep, she, like so many of the Redskins, has gotten better and better and better. She certainly is one of the couple most improved during this season. Of course, Miranda, we started with injured ankles. Here's a pass top of the circle by Fort Loramie, attempting to hit a cutter below the basket. And it's off the mark, out of bounds to Marion Local, which trails by 18. 44-26, 6:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Unross to midcourt for the Flyers. Fort Loramie backs off on the pressure. Rose on Unross, 25 feet away. Bounce pass top of the circle to Winter. Down low to Dirksen. Left-handed hook by Allison. In and out. Tough break. Rebound is stabbed out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Below the rim on the right, Maya Eckstein enters on the arc to Winter. Ball thrown to Dirksen in the post. Fort Loramie tries to dig it off the hardwood. It was loose. Marion Local, before it was shaken loose, got a timeout called. 6:24 to go in the game. Fort Loramie 44, Marion Local 26 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
A new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi, established in 1986. And back then, A&M repaired broken pallets for one large customer. Today, four decades later, A&M serves that initial customer plus 200 additional businesses all across Ohio. You see, we specialize in recycling pallets. We buy and repair pallets or skids to give them a second life. And for our customers, purchasing recycled pallets versus new ones reduces lumber waste and reduces cost. Hey, if you've got any scrap pallets, need to buy some or both, give A&M Pallet a call, 937-295-3093, 295-3093. Unross with a nice field goal for Marion Local, and then Maddie Shadow counters with a 16-footer for Fort Loramie. 46-28, Redskins up 18. Poor pass by Marion Local into the top of the circle. Fort Loramie steals. One, two, three passes to Hoying. Hoying on the finish out in front of the Marion Local defense. 20-point bulge, 48-28. 5.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Ball thrown down the left side, nearly intercepted by Heitkamp. Ball thrown short to Audrey Winter. Heitkamp got a piece of it. Fort Loramie, seemingly, Chuck, about every, what, minute or so, changes at least a couple of players on the floor.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they're just so hard. They can defend you all night because they're not tired.
And habitually, instinctively, they're able to maintain such great continuity. Ball deflected by Fort Loramie at midcourt. Marion Local saved it at the timeline. And then Victoria Mesher, with a long reach, manages to spike the basketball away and get a steal. 20-point lead, Redskins. 5 minutes to go, fourth quarter, 48-28. Ariel Heitkamp down the right side. Cross-court skip pass to Victoria Mesher. Hits a cutter down the lane. Brandewee with the left. No good. A little too much oomph on it. Marion Local's got the board. Flyers, deep right corner, Maya Eckstein. She's sandwiched. Tries to go cross-court to Unross. Nearly stolen by Victoria Mesher. It is recovered by Nora Eckstein, who's fouled by Mesher. Ball out of bounds to Marion Local. So if you're looking for work, A&M Pallet in Rushi on Rangeline Road has entry-level positions available on its first shift, Monday through Thursday, from 6 to 4. You're off Friday through Sunday. Can't beat that. Just message A&M Pallet on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. 295-3093, A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Foul by Marion Local on a loose ball at the 4:24 mark, fourth quarter. 48-28 Redskins.
21 turnovers now. Allison Holland has checked in the game, another senior.
Ball thrown high post, Avery Brandewee. She hangs on, spins, gives it up straight away to Ariel Heitkamp. Outside the arc on the left to Brandewee. Left corner, Mesher. Fakes right, goes left, baseline, short shot, hit the rim. Mesher gathers her own rebound, back to Brandewee on the arc. Mesher, baseline left, Redskins reset, out high to Holland. Holland being pressured, near side to Heitkamp, 3:50 left in the game. Fort Loramie up 48-28. Down the left side to Mesher, straightaway Holland. Left side pass, Brandewee. Mid post, Mesher back to the basket. Deep left corner, Brandewee, three-pointer. Oh, it is perfect. What a shot around the corner of the backboard. A trifecta, deep left corner jumper, but easy for me to say. It was a much more difficult shot than it was for me to say. Brandewee with a dandy from the corner. Well done. Boy, she is looking good on long rangers here lately, Chuck.
Yeah, she's just playing really outstanding basketball at the right time.
Steal by Fort Loramie in the Marion Local half court as the Redskins have stormed out to their biggest lead. Here's a drive by Fort Loramie entering the lane on the right. Morgan Plyman knocked away. Redskins get it back, though. Senior Morgan Plyman on the floor. 51-28 Redskins, 2:51 to go here in the fourth. Heitkamp throws baseline for a teammate. Marion Local defends it, and on the baseline, a Flyer player touches the basketball. It'll be retained by Fort Loramie. Allison Dirksen checks out for the Flyers. She played really hard here tonight, as did Marion Local's number 21, Audrey Winter, who's on the bench at the moment. 51-28 Fort Loramie, 2:41 to go here in the fourth quarter. Holland down the right side, pitches straight away to Meyer for Fort Loramie. Deep left corner, Redskins Plyman handles. Now to Holland at the point, high left. 2:23 to go, fourth quarter. 23-point lead, Fort Loramie. Left wing, Plyman passes, batted, stolen by the Flyers. Here comes Marion Local to midcourt. It is Nora Eckstein. Eckstein to Unross, 30 feet away. Spin move into the lane. Pitches on the arc to the jump shooter, who doesn't take it. Ball goes cross-court to Nora Eckstein. Down low to a teammate who hooks it up with the left hand in traffic. No. Tie up on the rebound. Maya Eckstein missed the shot. Arrow favors Marion Local with a minute 56 remaining. As Plyman and Holland sit down, 51-28 Fort Loramie. Baseline left to the rim. Flyers will throw in Coming off the floor is Nora Eckstein for the visiting team. Ball lobbed in left corner. Kaylin Toby, 5'6 performer, freshman, is in. Gives it up top of the circle to Gina Bruins, who's on the floor now. A guard, Bruins, 25 feet away from Marion Local, with a minute 38 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Fort Loramie leading 51-28. Summer Hoying checking tightly at midcourt. Bruins fumbled it, got it back. Throws down into the corner to Ashman. Ashman feeds a jump shooter. Foul line extended right. Good looking shot by Natalie Evers. Natalie Evers pops it home. 5'8 junior. Evers connects. Fort Loramie, a little give and go down the lane to Summer Hoying in the paint. And let's see, we got a travel call against Fort Loramie. No, a timeout for subs.
Yeah, the basket would have been nice, but she called the timeout to get people on the floor.
So no field goal by Fort Loramie. 51-30 Redskins, a minute 7 to go in the fourth. Wholesale changes for Fort Loramie.
Yeah, they call it a travel, which is a correct call.
Here comes Marion Local to midcourt, down to 21. Biggest lead in this game, I think it got to 22 briefly a couple minutes ago. Little give and go down the lane, Marion Local. It is off the hands of a Flyer player, and Marion Local can't save it.
23 turnovers for the Flyers. That was going to be their problem tonight, and they turned it way too much.
This was a 26-5 game midway through the second. Since then, believe it or not, 25 points apiece. Marion Local has played Fort Loramie even over the last 2.5 quarters. Outside the arc on the left, it is Mesher to Heitkamp straight away. Two teams pretty much match points over the last 2.5 periods. Fort Loramie raced out to a big lead as a result of generating offense from fine defense. Marion Local could not hit the basket early on and fell way behind.
Well, I think if they played 10 times, it'd be about an average of a 15-point win for Loramie.
20 seconds to go in the fourth. Dribble drive down the right side goes Ashman for Marion Local. Feeds Toby. Behind her to Kylie Shaneline, who's in now, 5'8 freshman. Ball tipped away by Fort Loramie midcourt. Hustling after it for the Redskins is Shadow. Shadow driving in and scoring. Nice driving layup on the play by Maddie Shadow to lift Fort Loramie's lead to 23 as the buzzer sounds, ending this game. 53-30. Redskins win it here tonight over Marion Local. And the final difference in this game is the widest margin of the night. Hey, don't search for that morning breakfast anymore. Check out in the village of Rushi, the Rushi Inn at 101 East Main. Oh, fresh eggs, hot coffee, outstanding breakfast at the Rushi Inn. Enjoy starting at 5:30. Breakfast till 10 daily. The Rushi Inn, the inn thing for early breakfast away from home. And don't forget from 11 to 1, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials and pizza, wings, and more. The popular inn thing for food out, the Rushi Inn. Eat in or carry out, the Rushi Inn, 101 East Main in Rushi. And so many thanks here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. To our three Fort Loramie sponsors with us each and every single Fort Loramie game all year long. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. We'll return with more and close out our broadcast. Fort Loramie over Marion Local tonight easily on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Two big second half threes from Jaden Rose. Avery Brandewey sparkled. She had 19. They made play after play, second half, numerous Wisebridge plays, but those two make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future. Using simple, visible strategies and solutions, make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776. All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp, member FINRA, SIPC, Wisebridge Wealth Management, not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp. Chuck, leading scores tonight for these two teams?
Avery Brandewey had 19, Jaden Rose had 10. She was terrific tonight. On the other side, Unross had 11 on the second half, and then drops all the way down to Dirksen with 6. I could give Avery Brandewey player of the game every game. I'm going to go with Jaden Rose. I thought she was outstanding. And Ariel Heitkamp, she defensively, she kind of turned things around there for Loramie there in that big run to start the game. She was terrific. On the other side, I'm going to go with Allison Dirksen.
Allison Dirksen, star of the game for the Marion Local Flyers. Jaden Rose, Ariel Heitkamp for the Fort Loramie Redskins. This segment brought to you by Clancy's on Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's.
Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Fort Loramie girls race out to a 26-5 lead tonight and defeat Marion Local by 23 points in the end, 53-30. Hey, don't forget, you'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Guyer's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram in Fort Loramie. Special customer pricing. When Gus Guyer established Guyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Guyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Guyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at GuyersInc.com, GuyersInc.com. Fort Loramie Redskins close out the regular season with a mark of 20-2. And this coming Saturday afternoon, Fort Loramie opens tournament play against Twin Valley South. Marion Local closes the campaign with an overall mark of 15-7. And Marion Local's first tournament foe, as I recall, is Hardin Northern, coming up on the 21st of this month, I think. That is the first tournament game for Marion Local, which is situated in the bottom bracket of the Wapakoneta District. Yeah, February 21 at 7 o'clock. That game is at home at Marion Local in the Northwest District. First couple rounds of tournament play. Fine games taking place at the home court of the higher seed.
Which is absolutely ridiculous.
And next year, it's going to happen statewide.
And it's going to be more ridiculous.
Our next broadcast here on scoresbroadcast.com, Thursday night on the air, 6:45 approximately. It is Minster on the road at New Bremen, big girls game. Minster Wildcats will need it to join at least two or three other clubs atop the MAC standings at the end of the regular season. So we could have a four-way tie in the girls' race in the MAC. And don't forget, on Friday night here on scoresbroadcast.com, we are at Botkins, 6:45 airtime. It's Anna Botkins boys, second place on the line in the Shelby County Athletic League. So many thanks to our online listeners here tonight on Scores Broadcast. Thank you very much for joining us. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Again, the final score this evening from here at Fort Loramie. The Redskins beat the Flyers 53-30.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Brish's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Brish's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, SCORES, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Scores Broadcast.com.